I'm Jean Lawler. I'm your host of the Rose to Resolution Closure and Certainty podcast. And today I have my Thursday tip of the day for you. And it has to do with the latest in California Section 998 offers. And those are offers to settle the case, basically to take judgment and settle the case. If you do have litigation in California, you certainly know what they are. They're a fantastic tool for helping to get cases settled. If you're not in California, but you do have a California case, you'll need to figure it out because it's something you need to be aware of. So what's new? What's the latest? We have two cases that were decided on Friday, October 28th. And I wanted to call your attention to them. This one here, the Trujillo versus City of Los Angeles case, is interesting because summary judgment had been granted from the bench, and there was an outstanding 998 offer that the city had made to the plaintiff. The plaintiff had not accepted it prior to the MSJ hearing. The judge rules from the bench orally granting the MSJ, and then I think it was 4 minutes later after the hearing ended, the plaintiff attorney sent an email or a note accepting the 998, and then just minutes later, less than 10 minutes later, filed a notice of acceptance with the court. And you can imagine the squabble that followed, and the court ruled, and now the appellate court has ruled that an oral ruling of summary judgment from the bench is the final, has finality to it, and that you cannot accept a 998 offer after that, that it then becomes void, if you will, or it's without effect. So if you have a summary judgment pending and you want to consider what to do on the 998, it needs to be accepted before there's any ruling on the summary judgment from the bench in particular, or certainly in writing if the court takes it under submission. And by the same token, if you're a defendant or whoever, actually, if you're the one who brought the summary judgment motion, you might want to ask the judge for a ruling from the bench so that you can stop the time running on an open 998 offer and not have it accepted unintentionally after you've won your summary judgment motion. Okay, the next one, also decided the same day, is the Council for Education and Research versus Starbucks, and then a whole long line of grocery stores and restaurants and the like. And these were the coffee cases under California's Prop 65. Did they need warnings? Did they have the proper warnings? And the court, eventually it was ruled that they did not need the Prop 65 warnings, but we digress. On the 998 offer, there had been one made, but the court ended up saying that the offer was invalid because the release was overbroad. It was a general release, and it related to more than just this lawsuit. So the court said, in this case, they couldn't properly value the other claims that weren't part of the lawsuit, so they could not find that the 998 offer and then the ultimate awarding of costs and the like, that they couldn't go with it, that it wasn't valid. So that's my tip of the day on that one. Watch your 998s and how you word them. Any practitioner knows that, but it's easy to get tripped up. Okay, so those are my tips for the day for today, this Thursday, and I look forward to being with you next week with some more tips. In the meantime, please feel free to watch my videos, listen to my podcast, follow me on LinkedIn, whatever it is, reach out. Thanks so much. Goodbye.